Folks, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas has now started sending subpoenas to members of law enforcement who responded to the attack at Robb Elementary School. The investigation could eventually lead to criminal charges. Lawmakers in Hungary are set to vote today on a measure that would allow Sweden to join NATO. Hungary had been the only country blocking the move. This weekend saw the first ever Florida Man Games in St. Augustine, paying homage to all of those wild and weird Florida Man stories.
James Gordon actually won the first contest, which was a race to inhale a plate of pork and sausage. But that would prove to be the afternoon's tamest face-off, as the dozen participating teams also competed in a relay that involved stealing bicycles and catalytic converters.
2, 1, fight!
Another showdown featured competitors hitting each other with pool noodles over an inflatable pool.
That's ABC's Danny New. Organizers say more than 5,000 people bought tickets to the Florida Man Games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill, is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 65 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, high of 66 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, light snow, and a lot colder with a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
Well, just hours ago, Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary, which means that Trump is now undefeated everywhere except court.
Nikki Haley insisted that she's not staying in the race to beat Donald Trump's running mate, saying, "I feel no need to kiss the ring," while Tim Scott said he'll suck that ring right off Trump's finger.
The Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos created through IVF are children. It's crazy that they're saying that embryos are the same as children. If you think an embryo is the same as a baby, try telling your wife, "Hey, honey, I left our baby in the freezer." Even Donald Trump thinks this decision goes too far. He came out strongly in favor of IVF, saying this:
"I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby."
Yeah, I mean, he had me right up until the end when he said little baby like he was Rumpelstiltskin. I must have their beautiful little delicious babies. And Trump is also like Rumpelstiltskin in that he clearly wove his own hair out of straw.
Donald Trump announced he is selling limited edition gold sneakers for $400. You can check them out on the feet of the guy getting dragged off your flight.
It was reported that President Biden's campaign ended its January fundraising with $56 million in the bank. Now, if he can only remember his ATM code.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Friendly Loan Shark Service, where this week only you can take advantage of our two-for-one sale. Yes, if in order to secure repayment of one of our generous loans, we determine that one of your vital organs must be damaged, we'll damage a second organ at absolutely no extra cost to you. That's Ed's Friendly Loan Shark Service, conveniently located in a dark alley near you. Member Federal Loan Shark Insurance Corporation.
Sweet.
Good stuff.
Oh. Well, let's talk about Eric Hovde, who is trying
to...
He's trying to catch up. He's trying to understand Wisconsin just a little bit. He's been away for quite a while, and he's going to run up against Tammy Baldwin for Senate seat, and it's not going well for him so far. At least I don't believe it is. There was a Twitter guy out there who said this... Eric Hovde, California mega millionaire sent by Mitch McConnell and his mega donor friends to run against Tammy Baldwin for Senate, is temporarily leaving his beloved $7 million mansion in Orange County. But Orange County already misses him. Yeah. Just ask these real housewives.
Hey, Eric, it's me, Vicki Gundelson, the OG of the OC.
I know that you are from Orange County, so you are my neighbor.
And you're leaving for a work adventure in Wisconsin for a year.
All of your friends in OC are wishing you so well. I know you have a new endeavor happening in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's like a really big change from Orange County, 100%.
You know I'm from the Midwest, love Wisconsin, but you're leaving now. It's gonna get really cold there.
Cannot wait, just like your friends, for you to come back to Orange County.
I love you. I'm wishing you well. I hope you have the best first week.
I will miss you so much here in California, and they can't wait for you to come back. So be back safe. Enjoy your journey. Now hurry up. And don't forget to whoop it up while you're in Wisconsin. Have some cheese curds.
So there you go. It's you know, a goodbye note from some of the women that he has met along the way.
Okay. Well, wow. You know, he'll be back. He'll be back.
Well, but like that one person said, a year. In a year. Come back in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be back in a year.
Yes. As a loser.
Right. Yeah.
You'd have to wonder why he isn't just running for a seat in California.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's so popular out there. He's really, truly a popular individual.
There's just nothing available that he thinks he can win. But you know, back in Wisconsin, he's got plenty of money. Give it a shot. You know, see what happens.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, Eric is trying to catch up. He's trying to understand Wisconsin. He hasn't followed any of the issues here. He's still kind of
trying to figure catch out. Up. Sure.
He's trying to figure out defund the police yet. This is like something quite old, you know, maybe a couple of years old, Eric, but, you know, deal with it. Here's Eric.
You know, the left has given us probably the dumbest idea of the last 100 years, and that is defund the police and go soft on criminals. And crime, I was just in South Milwaukee. Everybody was talking about it. A woman was saying, my car's been broken into 4 different times. I called the cops one time. They said, did you get physically assaulted or hurt? And she said, no. Then why are you bothering us? I mean, it's stunning what's happened to a lot of our major cities.
Well, you know, when a police department responds like that, maybe it's the fault of the police department.
Possibly.
And not politicians. And by the way, also, Eric, did you know the Republicans kept squeezing Milwaukee by not funding them with shared revenue so they couldn't afford hiring more police officers? Did you not know that? Maybe that's something you should catch up on as well. Okay, Eric. Just saying, you know. By the way, it's good to note, and Scott Ross, who appears on some of our programs here from time to time, like the Devils, he tweeted this: violent crime is down in Milwaukee 8%. In cities of more than 1 million people, violent crime is down nearly 15%. Murder is down 15.6% nationally. Robbery is down nearly 10%, and burglary is down nearly 12%. Maybe talk to someone in Milwaukee besides white nationalist radio hosts. And that's kind of where he was saying all this. So just a note to Eric Hovde.
Well, heads up. You know, we're just trying to help.
Heads up. Yeah.
Eric, just get current. That's all. Just maybe get online and check out some of these news stories. And, you can get up to date.
So Eric is also whining. This is... no self-awareness whatsoever. As you know, in Wisconsin, we've given away tax cuts to billionaire millionaires. We do that on a regular basis. But when there's a surplus, we always try to give it back to them. Because we don't get much back because we don't pay a lot in taxes, but they get it all back. And they have done this over and over. And they also sent, I believe, a tax cut to Governor Evers, who will obviously veto it or hasn't already vetoed it. So that's happened. And then, of course, the Trump tax cut has given these billionaire millionaires also huge, huge benefits and a lot of money back. Why not? Why spend it on you and me? So anyway, noting the irony in this comment from Eric Hovde, millionaire billionaire guy who has a $2.5 billion bank all his own. Check this out.
What we're doing to our kids and our grandchildren and leaving them with this pile of debt to have to pay off, it's wrong. I mean, every American generation always said we want to leave the next generation better off. and we are not leaving our next generation better off.
You think? That is like, wow, man. Really? Yes, we aren't, because you're not helping them. Wow. Let's give all the tax cuts to the billionaires and not help the next generation be better off than the previous generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's their fault. He's doing it.
Well, he's getting out there and starting to throw some of these ideas out, and it's kind of like a listening tour to see you get the reaction of his faithful followers or whoever's going to jump on board the bandwagon, the Eric Hovde bandwagon. And you got to float these out, see how they test drive.
Oh, yes, you do.
Get the reaction. Yeah.
Badger Stu wrote this. Republicans just added $10 trillion to the debt, so guys like California banker Eric Hovde could enjoy his $10 million beachfront home in Laguna Beach without having to worry about his tax bill.
Because right?
He's got a big tax cut.
Yeah, he's
sweet,
all set.
Sweet stuff. He's good.
He's good. John, we have somebody on the phone here. Joe is on the line, and let's go to that call now. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, guys. So much. Really a packed show. I'm just absolutely loving the level of detail and fun. I appreciate it so much as a way to start the day. The first thing I wanted to ask you about was your upcoming visit to the Short Stack, which I understand happens on Wednesday, an eatery close to you, a lovely place. And I would be curious, longtime waitress in the past, and I read an article one time that spoke of the fact that of the jargon that happens in diners in terms of describing the food that's going to be coming out of the kitchen or placing an order. And I didn't remember all of the examples that they had, but one that was particularly sweet was two poached eggs was one Adam and Eve on a raft.
Well, John might know a little bit about this. You know, he's worked in a restaurant. No,
I heard a lot of foul language because I was always a little late and slow on some of the orders, and I understand that. You know, Joe, you would probably know that, right? Some of the cooks slow.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. So you got to make. Yeah, I got to make it clear for people, but I just, you know, so maybe you could ask people at the Short Stack if they've got some wonderful phrases for food that's going through their kitchen. I'd love to hear that. So
that's a good idea.
That's a very good question. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And maybe we'll interview one of the people working there and find out if they do have neat little things.
Jargon
to describe.
Yeah,
their orders.
Yeah. So I think it's important to describe what's going on. And so describing in the kitchen, I think your attention to describing the 10-month vacation that the legislators are looking at, the Republican-led legislature is embarking on. I think it's important to remember that some people can tackle that vacation, if you will, or time off, or 10 months where they are delving deep into the issues. That's, I suppose, another one that they'll come up with. I think it's important to remember, you talked about the fact that they get a salary. Okay, they get benefits. They also get pension. You know, they are earning credits in the Wisconsin pension system. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, I think it'd be great to discover what a vacation means when you have 10 months where you don't have to show up for work. So, you know, could you take your work remote? Could they just, you know, go off to the Bahamas and do, you know, constituent services from a little island? What constitutes work now for a Wisconsin state legislator, you know, with remote access and all? And when do you put in your vacation card when you have 10 months where you don't have to show up for work? You know, I mean, how does that work that they take a vacation?
How do you punch the clock?
Exactly. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. We hope to see you down there.
Yeah, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, this Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We hope you join us then and have a Short Stack with us. It's going to be a fun time. Coming up, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will let us know what to expect weather-wise this week. And also, that Milwaukee Admirals streak is over. Got that coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on the AM dial. Gotta check it out sometime. It's right. AM. It's cool. It's Madison. That's where we're broadcasting from. Right down the street from the Capitol. We've got all the politicians walking by. They should be walking in, but they're walking by. I've noticed, by the way, and I'm glad we have Brittany Merlot here, our meteorologist, because, you know, I'm noticing that the light is out there. We have sunlight. These mornings are becoming bright much earlier now. Yeah. This is fantastic. How did you do it?
It's magic.
That's magic. What I figured. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Brittany. You have a good day.
No,
it's more. Yeah, it's bright and sunny today. It's gorgeous. We're going to get in the 60s. Spring has sprung, apparently, right?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's here. That's for sure. I mean, records for today. If we beat 61 degrees in Madison, that was set back in 2000. We've got today in history.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. We'll see what happens. Oh, thank goodness for climate change.
Bring spring in February, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's time to break all those records, right?
Well, exactly. The forecast has high temperatures included as well, right?
Yeah,
it's going to be like this for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a potentially upper 60s to near 70 degrees is possible tomorrow, too. So,
what?
I mean, we're pushing summer temperatures at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised, you know, some of the flowers aren't coming up already.
Right? I know. Well, you know what we've got today? Something very spring-like. Critical fire danger out there. We haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Wait, really? It has been awfully dry. So is that all over the state or just in certain areas?
Mostly down south and west. Oh, so Madison is included in that. I mean, the closer you are to Iowa, the worse conditions you're going to have. But basically, barely any snow we got this winter, right? So we're already starting off in a drought condition, and now we've got the warmth, the dry air, and the strong winds headed our way today. So we're going to see winds up to about 30 miles per hour pulling out of the south, warming us up. But any little cigarette butt, little spark from your tractor, I don't know exactly if you want to start a bonfire, don't do it because it's going to spread fast.
Yeah.
Well, that's a word to the wise. Yeah, that's good to know because it's been so dry. Those things can just take off and get out of hand quickly.
But are there showers? Is there any moisture on our way at all? You know, I heard that there's storms and rain and wind and everything out west, and it's supposed to be blowing east. Is it blowing east near us, or is it just going to miss Wisconsin somehow?
It is going to blow east near us. It always does. It's slowly taking its time to get here. And of course, as it moves our way, that's where this warmth is coming from. So slowly putts towards Wisconsin. It's just cranking that heat up for us today and tomorrow. And we could see rain, of course, by Tuesday night. And then it wants to flip over to potentially some snowfall as we go into Wednesday.
What?
Yeah.
No,
really?
No.
Ah! It's not over yet.
I can't wait. It's always wait, is on this, a Wednesday.
This week or next week? Are you?
That's next week. Next okay. week. Do it Tuesday night, Wednesday, right? Something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that's the morning we come in on Wednesdays.
So. Are we? Are we in any kind of drought conditions right now?
Are
I mean,
we?
It's been so dry. I think we. I heard something about we're close to that, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't look since last week, but last week we were definitely into those drought conditions. So I don't think that they got any better. They aren't severe drought just yet, but they are pushing that moderate range. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still kind of muddy out there from the melting snow.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But unfortunately, this system that's coming Tuesday night into Wednesday, it's not packing a ton of moisture. It's not giving us that heavy rainfall or a big dumping of snow. It's really just a trace to about an inch or so. So nothing major.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about black ice. You know, it's just a thing with me this winter, black ice.
You're obsessed with it.
I am.
Let it go, buddy.
Did you slip on some?
I'm trying. Well,
one day last week we had a little bit.
My car is like going all over the place.
John, you drive like a maniac anyway.
Well, that's maybe that's it. Maybe I didn't need black ice, actually.
I actually just took a little spin around some black ice this weekend. I was down in Illinois, but it was a shaded area, and a little bit of that rain just kind of froze overnight, and I took a turn around a corner. Whoop.
Just taking a little time off, a little vacation.
Yeah.
Time, well, a little weekend.
I mean, we get weekends, right? But it was Mama Merlot's birthday.
Where does Mama Merlot live?
She lives in Northern Illinois. In Northern Illinois, a suburb of Chicago.
So. Okay.
Just south of the Cheddar Curtain. I get it.
Yep. I had to bring her some, you know.
Well, excellent.
Well, they they have pot shops down there, so you can always take her.
Make really stopping a dispensary for mom? Is that a good idea? What are you telling her? That's crazy.
Hey, she won't know. It's a gummy, right?
Just get her some brownies and gummies and say happy birthday. Wow.
That'd be hysterical. Okay. She's sleeping right afterwards, right?
Yeah, tell her it's a multivitamin, mom. Here it is.
Okay. Good enough. All right.
Next year.
Yes.
All right. Well, Brittany, we hope you have a wonderful weather week. You know, keep us up to date. If anything, you know, pops up that you think we ought to know about, you know, how to get a hold of us.
We'll do.
We're counting on you.
Keep us safe. Keep us
safe. A lot of pressure. A lot of high pressure on you. Yeah.
I know, right?
Have
a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, and keeping us up to date on everything weather-wise.
She
knows what's going on. She's got it. She's got her pulse. You know, she's got her finger on the pulse of weather for us 24/7. She never sleeps.
But it's so light out. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it started getting light so early. My gosh. And I got to kind of adjust my outside lighting on my house. I do it for security reasons, of course, right? Got my...
I was just saying, we got a couple of minutes here. You want to talk about the Milwaukee Admirals streak ending? You know, we've been following that, and that story, I guess it ended over the weekend. The American Hockey League Milwaukee Admirals, it's over. It's over. They're packing it in. Season's
over. It's all done.
The streak is over.
They made it to 19, okay?
Yeah.
19
in a row. Yeah,
and it was great. I mean, it was great. But unfortunately, it all ended yesterday, and we're angry about it. We wanted to celebrate here on the air. I had a big celebration planned, and I guess forget it.
You know, so disappointing.
Waiting out in the lobby.
There's just no point to ever watching hockey ever again.
Nope. Right. Wow. Right.
Well, and, you know, what are you gonna do?
There was an interesting story in regards to that, and I thought it was really heartwarming as heck. After 328, there's a member on the team, and I'm just going to tell you a little history on this guy, Cody Hodgson.
Right.
After 328 NHL games, he was forced to retire from hockey after the 2015-16 season after being diagnosed with malignant hypothermia.
Yeah.
And so he had to pack it in.
Stop. Yeah.
So anyway, he was hired by the Admirals, and Cody's now healthy, and he scored his first pro goal in 8 years with the Milwaukee Admirals on February 22nd, and they celebrated. They were so happy for him, and the whole crowd just you know, just burst into tears.
Nuts. Yeah, absolutely. Great story. 29 past the hour. Sunshine today, highs in the low 60s. News, weather, Pam Yonke with the agricultural reports. And when we come back, there's reasons that Democrats should be optimistic about 2024. That's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Apparently, the phrase "no rest for the weary" applies to Wisconsin maple syrup production this year. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Our Wisconsin maple syrup producers got a historically early start on tapping trees this year, some in the sugar bush already by the end of January. And even though we're going to see temperatures spike up into the 60-degree range this week, Jesse Wagner, owner and operator of the Woods Sugar Bush in Manitowoc, says the season will likely continue.
It's short-lived. It's only for one or two days that we can handle. It's like towards the end of March when we get the 60 degrees for extended periods of time that is concerning and draws our season to an end. So for one or two days, I'm not really worried about it. A couple days ago, we were like 55 degrees, almost 60 degrees, and that don't hurt us.
Jesse Wagner, owner and operator of the Woods Sugar Bush in Manitowoc, he said being able to tap trees as early as they did this year brought a lot of sugar bushes what they call bonus sap, that turns into, hopefully, healthier bottom lines on overall production.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partners with schools throughout the state to highlight programs that share the stories from the farm to the nutritious dairy products that land on the table for students to enjoy, thanks to your checkoff dollars. Janet Clark, dairy farmer and chair of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars have.
As a dairy farmer, I love being able to go to sporting events, even at the local level, and seeing our partnership with WIAA and that chocolate milk as a recovery drink. And being able to then go to the state tournament and see that chocolate milk available for these athletes and being able to share with them the benefits of what dairy has for them. It's being able to connect with that next generation of consumer, showing them that not only is dairy really good for you, but dairy farming is really great for our state, for our community, and for our environment. I love being able to be involved in Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and our checkoff program. The programs that they are offering to our consumers in order to market on behalf of us Wisconsin dairy farmers is next to none and award-winning.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
And a farm in Northeast Wisconsin has been selected the Organic Farmers of the Year. Full Circle Community Farm was recognized during the annual Marble Seed Organic Farming Conference that wrapped up Saturday in La Crosse. Full Circle Community Farm initially started out as an organic dairy back in the late 1990s. Now it's pivoted to providing grass-fed beef as well as organic produce to the community. Rick Adamski, along with his partner Valerie Dantoin, their son Andrew Adamski, Heather Toman, and Scott Rosenberg are the active partners that make Full Circle Community Farm outside of Seymour the Organic Farmers of the Year. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to 65 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44 tomorrow. Sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon, high of 66 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, light snow, and a lot colder with a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Moonshine Light, the new low-calorie illegal whiskey for people who are looking for an easy way to lose excess pounds and their livers.
That's good stuff. I highly recommend it.
I'm surprised it's not Ed's.
I know. Well, you got Ed's wine and Moonshine Liquor. You know,
I thought it all he'd covered. Branch out a little bit. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Capital City, Madison, John and Gordy Show. We're covering every base that we could possibly cover this morning.
That's right. It's bright and sunny, highs in the 60s today. Low 60s. Yeah. Can you believe that? Wow.
No.
Yeah, things are looking up. Things are brightening up. They really are. There's reason for optimism. Yes, I know. We have a lot of news. A lot of negative news sometimes. So, you know, we talk about Donald Trump and we think, oh my gosh,
what is
going on? And, you know, can the Democrats, what can we do? Well, there are reasons to be optimistic. I know it's hard to believe, but listen to this. As the MAGA group doubles down on extremism and chaos and, you know, celebrating their mad king, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Well, recent election cycles, actually, if you go to the numbers and special elections that have happened along the way, they're actually really favoring Democrats all across the U.S. Here's a political commentator who was on the podcast called Political Girl. It's the Politics Girl podcast, I should say. This is Simon McGowan. He is a political strategist and columnist. He talks about why Democrats should be optimistic in 2024. Listen to this.
In 2018 and 2020, we had great elections. We took away the House, the Senate, and the presidency from MAGA and felt great about ourselves. But what usually happens next is the party in power usually loses seats and loses midterm elections and loses special elections and off-year elections. That's very traditional in our political system. And that hasn't happened. We've actually, since Dobbs happened in the spring of 2022, we just keep winning and they keep struggling. It's something historically anomalous is taking place in this country that needs, frankly, far more attention than it's really getting, because it's not just that we've won a race here or there. We've been winning all kinds of races all over the country now, over three calendar years since the spring of 2022. And this basic dynamic of our overperformance and our winning, which we saw show up in the battleground states in 2022, we saw play out all across the country in 2023, is now showing up in 2024. And if I could just be really brief, I mean, what we've seen just in the last few weeks is this Republican struggling. They had anemic turnout in Iowa. 20 to 30% of the Republican electorate could abandon Trump, or at least are open or deeply worried and concerned about his candidacy, with a smaller share of that even being open, very open to voting for Biden. We've never seen that kind of stuff before in modern American history, where so many voters of one party were already this early ready to vote for the leader of the other party. And their party is now broke and they're replacing their chair. Their new speaker is a joke, right? I mean, their party is an unprecedented mess. They're struggling and we just keep winning, right? We won all across the country in 2022 and 2023. We flipped this House seat in Orlando, Florida a few weeks ago, which no one thought we were going to win. And the victory we had in New York 3 was huge. This wasn't just a win. We didn't just stumble across the finish line. We lost that seat by 8 points just a year and a half ago, and we just won it by 8 points. And so, remarkable performance for us, consistent with what we've been seeing all across the country. And it's why I'm so optimistic about what's going to happen in 2024, because when voters vote, we win. and they lose. And it's the likely thing that's going to happen in November. Donald Trump, because he's impulsive and he's weak, he lost more than a few steps, you know, and is a far weaker candidate, has guided again the Republican Party to a place of ruin. And so I don't know how they're, I don't know what they're going to run on in 2024 that's going to get them anywhere closer to voters. I mean, all of their major talking points against Biden have evaporated in the last few months. The economy is strong, inflation's down, crime and murder rates are down all across the country. There is no war on energy. We're producing more oil and renewables than we ever had in the history of the country. And now this one issue that they had, immigration, the border, they fumbled that. They stumbled, you know, because they're incompetent and wild and erratic and unhinged and extreme. They fumbled that too. And now that's been taken away from them too. And so what they're left with is the mad king. They're left with madness now. And I think the more that we can draw this contrast between the workhorse, Joe Biden, who's, you know, getting up every day, doing the people's business, making the country better, and this madness and chaos on the other side, the more I think we're going to have the kind of election we want to have in November.
So it's Simon McGowan. Nice. Yeah, putting it all together there. That really does sound pretty good. So, you know, do you wonder, are Wisconsin Democrats optimistic about 2024? You know? Governor Evers doing a little bit better now that the maps have been settled.
Well, you got to kind of wonder about that because, you know, with the new redistricting maps ahead of us, there is a chance that people are going to be very motivated to test those maps.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And say we have Dick on the phone lines this morning, 608-879-8255, if you want to give us a call. Dick, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, more of the same of what he brought up. For instance, you know, they thought he was going to win by 40 plus in that last primary in North Carolina. It was more like 20. Mm. And where Biden won it by 97% of the vote. Another thing that stuck out to me last week, some 200 plus thousand small donors have won away. They're finally getting it. Mm. I mean, this isn't their guy, you know, at all. And where do you come up with 200,000 in, you know, I know there's are small donors between as little as maybe $5 and as much as maybe 100 or 200, but that's a lot of people gone.
It is.
And on it goes for him. The train, you know, and basically this morning, he's talking heads to bring up something else. He's basically a third term incumbent. He was their guy in 16, he was their guy in 20, and now he's again going to be.
Yeah, and he's also controlled the party so far, you know, right? He's not even president, and he's controlling every aspect of that party and all their decisions and all their legislation in every state.
You're going to stand back and scratch their head and wonder why when he takes them all the way over the cliff.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and they're scared of him, and I don't.
Yeah.
Well, they are afraid. He's a threatening individual. He's the mob boss. And I'm only saying that because that's what he admires that. And, you know, that mugshot, that is the mob boss look. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Donations are way down for the Republican Party. It's awful for them as far as donations and money coming in. It's trickling in.
But the Trump GoFundMe page is doing pretty well, you know, $500,000 to pay for his fines in court. Super. Boy, oh boy, that's what you want to spend your money on, not votes, not an agenda. By the way, there is something really interesting. Thanks, Dick, for that call. So far on Trump, there is a trend going on Twitter X, and it's hashtag Trump is not well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hashtag. That is that's trending right now. Okay. Everybody is wondering. He needs psychiatric evaluation. And if you could have heard his speech the other day, this past weekend, it is truly phenomenal. If you have a chance, check out Aaron Ruper. He's out there on Twitter X, and he has just a list, video after video after video clip of him saying ridiculous things. It's maybe 20, 25 clips.
Really? That much?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It just focuses, on subject matter. Mm-hmm. And it's really well organized, and you should check it out. We'll be checking it out here on the show, by the way.
Let's go back to the phones. Mark is on the line this morning with a comment. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the Democrats must be doing a little bit better because I was flipping through the channels last night and I just happened to land on Fox very, very briefly. This was late. Mm-hmm. I think the show called the National Desk or some damn thing like that, or the Full Measure, I guess it was. And they had a guy in there complaining about the unions kicking in too much money now that he was complaining about, the Democrats are giving about $25 million to Democrats. I mean, the unions are giving about $25 million to Republicans and the Democrats, I mean, and very little to Republicans, and whining about how horrible it is that this is happening and that it's a, right. I couldn't take it for very long, whining about it being mostly a threat to democracy that the unions are able to give money again. And I'm just thinking to myself, some of these billionaires can just pull that out of their petty cash and kick it in one way or another. And
they could take a loan out and donate it, then then take a credit for it of some sort, a tax deduction for it. It's crazy idea. The way this whole thing is kind of working out. But you know what? I was going to play something, Mark, that I thought would give you some hope. On Fox News, Bret Baier conducting an interview with Trump. Did you happen to see any of this?
No, I don't think I saw that.
Okay.
One.
I'm gonna play the audio on this.
Yeah,
night.
Let's listen to this.
This is you won't believe it. Hold on to your seats.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot. Okay, let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that. This,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes. Or
Mr. President, let's go to
recent. Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
Well, no, but
all
that's cheating
fair
on
things,
the election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett, you take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread
fraud. We tried to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption. There was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of
Brett,
judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with
Wisconsin
no evidence.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
There have been reviews of every election. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't
affected.
Look at the right things.
Okay,
Brett.
Are you going
they
to
were
be...
counting? They were counting ballots, not the authenticity of the ballot. The ballots were fake ballots. You had this
asked,
was a very rigged election.
Are you
election.
Going to go? This is how you're going to tell that independent suburban
no,
woman
no,
voter
no.
To vote for
we're
you?
Off to winning an election, and I think we're winning very well.
Yes, there you go.
Wow.
Wasn't that something?
Good for Brett Baier.
Brett Baier, wow.
Yeah. Keep hammering away, buddy.
Yep. Well, I don't know. They probably fired him after that interview, but
wow. Yeah, I think he's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing you kind of notice from that interview is that Trump really, truly now at this point does believe every lie that he's ever told or has been told about the election by other
sure.
people.
He's delusional.
He absolutely delusional. Again, it's Trump is not well. Hashtag yeah. Trump is not well is trending on Twitter X.
We'll have to keep checking it because there's a lot there.
Delusional.
It keeps stacking up. Have to go through it some more and pick out a few more good pieces there.
Well, yeah. He has said that Jeb Bush sent out troops to the Middle East. He thought he ran against and is currently running against Barack Obama once. He said that. Yeah. President Biden started World War II. Said that Viktor Orban is the leader of Turkey. Said you need voter ID to buy bread. Said windmills are causing whales to wash up on shore. Confused North Korea and China. Implied Dallas is another country. Oh, I wish it was. Had to be reminded of where he was during the speech in Sioux City.
Yeah.
I think you said Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. Yeah, that's, you know, we'll give him that one. That's kind of close.
No, I don't think the crowd. I don't think the crowd gave him that one.
No, they didn't like that at all.
claimed Hungary borders Russia. I don't know, 91 criminal charges, 6 bankruptcies, 4 indictments, 2 impeachments, 1 fake charity shut down, 1 fake university shut down, 26 sexual assault allegations, $25 million fraud settlement, $2 million charity abuse judgment, 2 official accusations of pedophilia, you know, just a few things.
Partridge in a pear tree. Yeah, it just goes on and on. 7:49, and we'll be back with this, that, and the other, and more.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
We ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
And I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Leftovers. I don't know if there'll be any leftovers at Short Stack Eatery after we get done there on Wednesday. We'll be there from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We would invite you to enjoy it and join us at Short Stack Eatery this Wednesday. It'll be fun. It'll be the very first John and Gordy live remote. It's just down the street from us here, just at the corner of Johnson and State. It's 301 West Johnson. Short Stack Eatery. Pancakes.
Can't wait.
Join us this Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Great place. To get out and, you know, watch State Street and come to life.
Yeah. Early in the morning.
Yeah, now that it's getting lighter earlier, you know, people are going to head out onto the sidewalk, start running up and down the street. We get the sidewalk sweepers out there. Maybe we can get the guy to come in and just chit-chat a little while, you know?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Wednesday morning.
Okay. The fight should begin.
Anyway, okay, what fight? What?
Wait, hold on. Let me get this here.
All right.
In this corner. Oh, that's too much.
No, it's all right.
In this corner.
Yes?
Jesus. In that corner. Satan.
Wow.
Yeah, to tone those down just a little bit. Yeah, okay. This is a big fight. Who wins? Who will win? Let's check this out.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. In many parts of the country, especially in Alabama, where there are 13,000 churches, if the election was between Jesus and Satan ran under the Republican ticket, Jesus would lose in a landslide. And I'm not saying Jesus would run as a Democrat. He could be a member of the Green Party. He could be a Libertarian, independent. As long as Satan had the R beside his name, conservative Christians would overwhelmingly fill in the circle on the ballot beside Beelzebub. They point to Jesus saying, welcome all immigrants, and say, we can't have open borders. They point to him saying, render unto Caesar, and say, Jesus worships the government, would raise taxes. They point to his words of love, tolerance, and not judging, and call it DEI. They'd see him heal the sick for free and say, who's going to pay for that? I pay my medical bills. Why should I have to pay for somebody else's? They would come up to him on the campaign trail and say, hey, are you that fellow that's running against Satan? And Jesus would say, I am he. And they say, oh, we don't do them pronouns around here. They would point to him feeding the masses and say, say is socialism, and we should be given handouts. And if you want to eat, you should pull yourself up by the bootstraps and not depend on the government. They will say Jesus is against abortion and gays. And Jesus will say, well, I'm Jesus, and I've never said a word about either. And then they go, Jesus is gone woke. You can't tell me that wouldn't happen. Conservative Christians would literally put Satan into office over Jesus as long as Satan had an R beside his name. And then without a hint of irony, they say, we got to get Jesus back into people's lives. Because they will hear everything I just said and say, well, we're not actually against any of that. We're just against the government being a part of it. But they want religion in the government because we're a Christian nation. But they don't want to do any of the teachings that the Jesus they worship taught. How else can you explain the party of Protect the Children proudly wear AR-15 lapel pins when guns are the number one killer of kids? And their other preferred piece of decoration is a cross, which Jesus died on.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Sweet, that's, huh? That's something.
Nice little rant there.
We got to get a transcript of that. Hey, he was on a roll.
He was. Wow. He was. Oh, man. Well, anyway, we have another little thing here. I thought this was interesting. Michael Tyler, he's a Biden-Harris communications director. He said Trump trying to appeal to black voters by citing his criminal investigations and mugshot tells us how he sees us. The problem for him is his record is as loud as his shoes. Check this out.
The fact that this man is trying to appeal to black voters by citing his own criminal investigations and citing his own mugshot, I think tells us everything we need to know about how he sees us. Frankly, this man can try to do that, or he can try to hawk bootleg sneakers all he wants. But the problem for him is that his record is as loud as the shoes, right? Like, we know what life for black America was like under Donald Trump. The things that went up for black America under his presidency was the unemployment rate and the uninsured rate. Also, our collective blood pressure due to the just tirade of racist vitriol and chaos that we saw every single day from him. And so obviously this is going to be a direct point of contrast for the duration of the campaign from now until November.
There you go.
It's all right there.
It's pretty scary stuff. And it's pretty racist.
Yeah.
But of course, as you remember, the Republicans are beyond color. That's why they're doing away with DEI. They don't see color anymore.
That's right. They're colorblind. And I can relate because I really have trouble with my shirts matching the pants and everything. I'm colorblind, red, green. It's really tough. Oh, that's not what you're talking about, are you? Okay. I have to have other people pick out my ties to match my suits, all that stuff. Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I wasn't.
Oh, believe it wouldn't be the first time. So, what are you wearing? Good Lord, man!
Oh, I know.
Don't you have a mirror? Yeah, I hear that a lot. Yeah.
The party, as we heard earlier, is having big difficulties. Mm-hmm. It's a tug of war. Is it Trump? Do you have more to do with being a Putin backer? All of these different things are going on the mega side of the aisle. And it is truly now just mega. It is not a Republican Party anymore. It's purely mega. The Daily Beast columnist David Rokoff wrote what I think is obvious to everyone now. The Russian captured the entire Republican Party. This is an interesting point
of
view.
That's true.
I just thought this is how he wrote it. In the past 2 weeks alone, there have been evidence that the core of the GOP sham impeachment effort against President Biden turned out the testimony of a man who has ties to Russian intelligence. Trump's invitation to Putin to do whatever the hell he wants with Europe, the MAGA's right decision to postpone further, even considering aid to Ukraine, Tucker Carlson's jaunt to Moscow to amplify the Kremlin's lies about itself, the refusal of Trump to condemn the murder of Alexei Navalny in Russian prison, and the arrest of yet another American for no good reason in Russia. All of these things mount up, and then you're suddenly thinking, maybe there is some backing here by Russia.
Well, absolutely. They're going right down the line there on everything you just mentioned, and you wonder where what happened to the moderate or reasonable Republicans? Where are they? They just have been drowned out by the Mad King, Donald Trump.
They've been
still thinks he's
out.
In charge.
Yep.
And he is. He's in charge of the Republican Party. 100%.
Well, let's watch for it. It's trending. Hashtag Trump is not well.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
Keep an eye on things. Hey, we are all out of time for this Monday. Thank you for joining us. On behalf of Sam Davison, also our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, thanks for stopping by. For John Peterson, I'm Gordy Young. You have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison and comedian actor Chip Chinnery. It's Nightlight with Peach Wobble.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. CeraWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of electrical building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wiring products for both indoor and outdoor projects. Right now, get 11% off all CeraWire products from Menards. Good through March 3rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another attempt at getting Ukraine the funding it says it desperately needs to continue fighting the war against